state officials are urging Arkansans to re-enroll in the state's Medicaid program following the end of the federal COVID-19 public health emergency. During the pandemic, Arkansans who otherwise would have lost health insurance coverage were kept on the state's Medicaid rolls. Now, the State Department of Human Services is working to check eligibility of all Medicaid recipients, with potentially hundreds of thousands of Arkansans in danger of losing their health insurance coverage. DHS Medicaid Control Center Director Amy Webb says the goal is to make the redetermination process accurate, timely, and easy for stakeholders.
This is a huge undertaking. It is historic and unlike anything any Medicaid program in the country has ever done. There are going to be bumps in the road. It is not going to be perfect, but our job and our goal is to make sure that when we see those issues, that we react quickly, fix them, and we try to be proactive wherever possible.
Webb says the department is conducting outreach in English, Spanish, and Marshallese in an attempt to get Arkansans to re-enroll in Medicaid coverage. She says while it was important to continue Medicaid coverage during the pandemic, removing ineligible Arkansans from the program will help keep it financially solvent.
Medicaid is a vital, life-saving service for a lot of people, particularly those with disabilities, kids, and people who are aging in their homes or actually in long-term care facilities. And we want to make sure that this program is sustainable for the long term for the people who need it.
Webb made her comments in a webinar hosted by the Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families on Friday. Arkansans can renew their Medicaid coverage by visiting ar.gov/renew.
The latest numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics place unemployment in Arkansas at a record low 3%, down 0.1% from March 2022. The 2023 March report shows more than 1.3 million people are employed in Arkansas, with about 10,000 more jobs in the state than the same time a year ago. And the numbers indicate just fewer than 41,000 unemployed Arkansans. That's a drop of more than 5% compared to March 2022. The biggest year-over-year sector job gains were in trade, transportation, and utilities.
Research from the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement indicates the incidence of hunger among seniors age 60 and older in Arkansas persists. Even though food insecurity rates for seniors over the past decade declined 10% statewide, AKI reports more than 43,000 Arkansas seniors will experience hunger this year due to social isolation, lack of money and transportation, and/or systemic racism. As a result, they are likely to experience debilitating health conditions. Chase Gibson, director of the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center, says the center operates 8 Meals on Wheels routes daily.
6 of those are volunteer routes, and 2 of them are employees of ours that run the other 2. And we have a kitchen staff that preps about 350 to 400 meals a day. And about 250 of those will go for our Meals on Wheels program. So, and we those 8 routes that go out, they just hand deliver those meals to the door. And then on Thursdays, we also take frozen meals for the weekend for people that also need meals on the weekend.
48 nonprofit senior centers operate across the state, including Area on Aging branch offices and associated nonprofit organizations, many offering supplemental meals for seniors. Gibson says volunteers for the program are always welcome.
People typically volunteer one day a week, and so they would have the same route. Let's say you volunteer every Wednesday, so you get here around 10, pick up your route. It's the same route every week. You get to know those people on the route. You develop relationships with them, and it takes, you know, it's usually about 10 to 20 people, somewhere in there, so it usually takes about an hour. Hour and 15 minutes to run that. So it does. You can use your lunch break once a week, and it's incredibly rewarding. It's humbling, oftentimes when you visit these people. So it definitely makes you grateful for your own situation and the blessings that you have in your own life.
Gibson says 99% of donations to local Meals on Wheels programs are directed toward the purchase of food and pay for cooks and drivers.
A bladesmith is the 2023 Arkansas Living Treasure, as selected by the Arkansas Arts Council. Lyndon Ray will be honored with the award at a ceremony in Little Rock in June. According to a press release from the Arts Council, he's been bladesmithing for over 20 years, a mastersmith with the American Bladesmithing Society, and studied at the Bill Moran School of Bladesmithing at Old Washington State Park. The Arkansas Living Treasure program annually recognizes, honors, and celebrates masters of traditional crafts and or folk arts in Arkansas, with the goal of highlighting and preserving Arkansas's unique heritage. Others named as Arkansas Living Treasures in past years include the late Hank Kaminsky of Fayetteville in 2018, weaver Eleanor Lux of Eureka Springs in 2016, and potter Peter Lippincott, formerly of Fort Smith. He was named so in 2010.
Renovations at the Victory Theater in downtown Rogers will alter the schedule for the last play in the current Arkansas Public Theater season. The production of It Should Have Been You will move forward by a week, now opening July 21st and running through the 30th. The renovations at the theater are part of a partnership between the venue and the city of Rogers and are scheduled to start in August.
Former Razorback athlete and Olympic gold medalist Veronica Campbell-Brown will receive an honorary degree from the University of Arkansas next month during the school's all-university commencement. Campbell-Brown, an alumna of the U of A, previously graduated from the Sam M. Walton College of Business in 2006 with a degree in business administration. She competed in 5 Olympiads for Jamaica, winning a gold medal. Actually winning 3 gold medals, 3 silvers, and 2 bronze medals.
The number 12 Razorback softball team took 2 of 3 games from number 20 Kentucky this weekend. The team's stay in Kentucky continues with a game against Western Kentucky tonight in Bowling Green. The conference season resumes with a home 3-game series against Tennessee beginning Saturday evening. The number 5 Arkansas Razorback baseball team's 5-year streak of not being swept in the SEC series comes to an end. The Razorbacks lost all 3 games at Georgia this weekend to fall to 11-7 in conference play. The last SEC team to sweep Arkansas was Mississippi State in 2018. Arkansas will be at Missouri State on Tuesday night.